The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network. www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to My Two Cents. My name is Marianne Stanley, and I invite you to look at some of today's most pressing issues through an entirely different lens than that used by the corporate-owned media. Our focus will be on old-time journalism. In other words, on getting to the truth by referencing facts and sources. Stay tuned and see if you've had a hunger that nothing else could satisfy. Until now, that is. If you listen to the news, if you see what's going on in this world, you see that we have a lot of conflict that forms around such seeming differences as gender or race. And I've given a lot of thought to this, thinking, what is it that we're missing here? Why is it that we look at someone and the first thing we see is their weight or the slant of their eyes, the color of their skin, or their gender? What is it? And how does this figure into what we're really here on earth to do? If we're truly souls who have a body, rather than just bodies walking around and living this lifetime for our own purposes and in pursuit of our own wants and dreams, what is this lifetime all about, really? Why do we have these differences? As a female myself, I've wondered from the time I was young, why is it I get treated differently? Why is it I was supposed to go in and sit with the women or be out in the kitchen and the guys got to sit around in the living room and talk about interesting things? Why was it that I was supposed to stay inside and do the things around the house and my brothers got to go outside and do the things I much preferred doing, like painting the house with my father, climbing up on the roof on ladders to get leaves out of the gutters, mowing the grass? Why was that? Why? Because of my gender. I never understood that. And it's something that has puzzled me because I knew that as far as intelligence, there was no difference. In fact, mine might have been a little bit better than my brother's. I don't know. But, you know, I see this and I see it playing out in really horrible ways in our society today. So I've come to a conclusion. I think, and this is something that became even clearer to me once I began teaching philosophy, I think that it's really just all a hurdle that's been placed here for us to get over. Once we can see past the illusion of our differences, past the seeming substantial differences, once we can get past gender, once we can get past color of skin, we are well on our way to becoming and acting like we are spiritual beings who have a role to play in this life, but not against each other, but rather alongside each other. We have so much we can accomplish, so much we could do together. If I begin to see someone of another religion or another nationality as being no different than I am, all wars will cease. We won't have wars. We won't have a building up of a nuclear arsenal that right now has 9,000 nuclear weapons, could destroy the world thousands of times over. The absurdity of it would become so obvious to us once we quit seeing others with fear and suspicion, with hatred or judgment. We would be different people. The world would be a different place. We wouldn't have people sitting in tents, in the mud, in Haiti right now. With all the wealth in this world, someone would have come in, built up an infrastructure, put in place some businesses, employed the people, helped build homes that would stand up, and those folks would not be sitting there with a cholera epidemic, miserable in the face of the hurricane that just recently came through. So the ramifications are huge. What we could do together is huge. We could make life so much better for each other. And sometimes I think that a lot of folks think that if they can look down on someone, that gives them a little bit of comfort and solace, feeling that they're okay, they're better than, and it gives them a place of security, even though truly there is no such thing as security. A tornado, a flash flood, a forest fire, a bolt of lightning, a heart attack. Anything can come along at any time and wipe any one of us off the face of this earth, no matter how much money we have, no matter how secure we think we might be. So wouldn't it be better right now to get past this mindset of ours, which has been carefully inculcated in us, in our cultures, in our educational systems, in our magazines and movies, if we can get past the message that we are different than, and come to the conclusion that we are the same as, that each of us matter, that each of us have dignity, that each of us needs to be respected, then we're getting somewhere. Then we can make things happen. You know, I once did a painting, and it was on a black background. All you could see was a face partially emerging from the black background, looking straight ahead. You could see one of the hands, and the hand was wrapped around a white dove. People used to ask me, what does this mean? Is that person going to kill that dove? What does this mean? Why is there a white bird in this person's hand? And I think I painted that because I was well aware at that point in time of the power we each hold in our own hands, the power for good or evil, the power to uplift or drive down, the power to destroy or to build. That fascinates me. If you look down right now and you look at the tops of your hands, and then you turn it over and you look at the palms of your hand, and you move your fingers, and you see the movement in your hands, and you realize the hands that people have are often employed in totally different ways. We have people who use their hands to rob, to steal, to kill, to beat up, to destroy, to tear down. We have people whose hands play a violin, who uplift all who hear the music that comes from that instrument. We have people whose hands nurture the very young or cradle the very old. When you look at your hands, they've been used for a variety of reasons in your lifetime. But I think it pays to consider that we can do so much with them that matters each and every day, and I'm not sure we give it much thought. Can I use my hands today for some good purpose? Do I realize that I have such a power to change the way a life can be for an animal, a pet in the neighborhood, a neighbor child, my own child or grandchildren? Can I extend my hand in friendship? What about my face? Are my eyes gentle, or do they just wear a hard mask of indifference? Do my lips smile? Are they welcoming to other people, or are they set in a grim, tight line, telling people to stay out? We, as human beings, are monuments to life itself. We can do so many, many things. If we employ our bodies, if we employ our minds, if we employ our hearts and souls in the service of others, and we get over this idea that it's us against them or me against you, if we begin to see that each of us has cried, each of us have gone through terrible times, have had our share of troubles, have our own needs, if we realize that just like we each feel hunger each day, that we all need love, we thrive in an atmosphere of respect, of worthiness, if we quit succumbing to the influences of the people we may be around, for instance, or the religious organization that we may be a member of, if we can escape the expectations of those who perhaps haven't given this much thought, and instead we seek out our own deepest answers to the questions rather than accepting answers from people who supposedly are authority figures and yet they really have no authority except that which they have given themselves. And this goes from Pope or religious figures to political figures. No one is superior to any of us. My mother once told me this. No one is superior to you. and no one is inferior to you either. That is an accurate statement because everybody has something that they're better at than I am and something that they're worse at. It isn't a question of being even in all of our gifts and abilities or having the same color skin or having the same IQ. It doesn't come down to any of that. It comes down to human worthiness as the soul we are, as the individual we are. There needs to be an understanding of how powerful we truly are, how beautiful we really are, how incredible we really are, and begin to employ that in the service of our planet. Now, we may have come here just to deepen ourselves, and so our lives are going to present us with opportunities that help us do just that. We may have come here to lead, and our life is going to present us with opportunities to do just that. So just because we recognize that we are part of each other doesn't mean that we have each other's specific instructions as a soul. It doesn't mean that we have to live the same kind of life. But it would mean that we quit judging, that we quit hating, that we lay down our tendency to be biased or prejudiced, to be judgmental, to mock others, to ignore others, to hurt others. It should be impossible for us to ever intentionally hurt, harm, belittle, or cause grief for anybody else. That shouldn't be so hard, because all we have to do is see that if we wouldn't like it, they're not going to like it. The only they out there is the they that is also us. So it's a message. This is something that, as I said, has bothered me for a long time. I don't believe that genders are different or races are different. So that's it for today's show. Thank you for listening. Your feedback is always welcome. Just email us at shout@theflypod.com. Until next time, this has been My Two Cents with Marianne Stanley.